This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. I just had some of those sweet tarts, those large sweet tarts. I guess somebody, you know, brought in some Halloween candy, you know, pre-Halloween. And they mess with your throat. It's like there's a powder that just kind of explodes in your mouth. So it's very hard to talk when you, eat those sweet tarts. They're really not my favorite candy. You know, when I choose candy, it's whatever's lying around on the floor or wherever I could find candy, I'll eat it. Not on the floor. I mean, as long as it's wrapped up. We got the, you know, 20-second rule if it's at least wrapped. And then, you know, you could kind of skip and suck the part of the lollipop that didn't land on the ground. Have you ever done that? No. Okay, anyway. I was looking up because it's Halloween time, and I love Halloween time, you know. And you know, I'm always at Target now. We just recently moved, and so I'm, you know, buying all the new, you know, house stuff, like, you know, dish towels and stuff. And you know, you walk by the candy, and I'm really good. I'm walking by it. I'm not stopping in the candy aisle. I am actually walking my big butt by it because I'm trying to lose weight. I can't be, you know, eating all the chocolate. But it's interesting, you know. I'm looking at some of the top candies of all times. And we're looking back in history here. And this is a very interesting list put out by USA Today. This came out around Valentine's time. But overall, candy, whether it's Valentine's or Halloween, etc., you know, people always seem to gravitate towards the same ones. Now, I don't take the kids trick-or-treating in my neighborhood because, you know, it's usually the little dum-dums or, you know, those dollar or those penny bubble gums. And the kids don't like that. They love it when I take them to the rich neighborhoods and people are handing out full-blown candy bars. Those are yummy, the full-blown crunches and all that. So what we do is we go, oh, yeah, you know, we're coming in, you know, it's a Halloween party. I got here for the Halloween party. We come in, we trick-or-treat there. It's good stuff. So here are the top 50 candies of all times. You're not going to believe some of these. One of these is Werther's Originals. Were those the caramel candies? I am not a caramel fan. I do not like caramel. Werther's. I don't even understand the name Werther. Then there was a candy called Nickel Nips. Nickel Nips? That's very weird. Apparently, they were these little bottles with, I don't know, circus peanuts. Circus peanuts. I don't understand. Aren't they very dry and wax lips candy? Sugar Daddy. I never liked Sugar Daddy. Pop Rocks. You know, maybe. Oh, remember when mixed Pop Rocks with Coca-Cola? Nico Wafers, or the Necco Wafers, Nerds. Nerds came out in the 80s. I remember they were really cool, especially the colors, but they made you hungry. I guess Pocky, it's a Japanese chocolate-coated biscuit. Jawbreakers, couldn't stand Jawbreakers. That scared the hell out of me. Why would I put something in my mouth called Jawbreaker? Candy cigarettes. Salt water taffy. I really don't understand you guys with your taffy. If you're going to waste any time on calories, do it with chocolate. Red vines. Again, I'm not a red vine person. Red vine gives me acid reflux. I cannot handle licorice. Licorice gives me really bad heartburn. So for those of you with heartburn, stay away from licorice. Jolly Ranchers. Now we're talking. All right. The 80s wouldn't be the 80s without a watermelon or a sour apple JR. Jolly Ranchers are good. In fact, I made an alcoholic beverage when I was bartending Jolly Rancher. I make a drink called a Jolly Rancher. Toblerone are those kind of weird big triangular-shaped, pyramid-like candies. Mr. Goodbar, again, don't be putting peanuts in my chocolate. Smarties, that's what I kind of have in the back. Oh, Sweet Tarts. There's a difference between Smarties and Sweet Tarts. Smarties are pretty cool. It's one of the cheaper candies you get at Halloween, but I'll eat those. Pez. Love the Pez. Because you could hand each other candy without somebody getting their fingers all over it because it's in the nice sterile Pez dispenser. Right, are those Pez dispensers ever washed? Milk Duds, couldn't stand those. Pixie Sticks. Pixie Sticks was ridiculous. You would look like an addict sitting there trying to swallow the powder. Blow Pops, Almond Joy, Sour Patch Kids, Atomic Fireball. That was ridiculous. People would take Atomic Fireballs that immediately get flushed. I thought they were going to just completely pass out. Starburst. Here's the problem with Starburst. The problem with Starburst is I only like the strawberry. So everybody's passing around a Starburst, and all of a sudden, it's up to the red, the cherry. I don't want that. So you ask to kind of pick out a few to dig deep, and you're not supposed to do it. Starburst etiquette is you're not supposed to dig deep into the other candies. So you have to just take the next Starburst, and that's kind of ridiculous. So I open up the whole thing, and I just pick out the strawberry. Baby Ruth, again, I didn't like that one. Payday. Again, peanuts. Peeps. Okay, now Peeps, now we're talking. Peeps, I don't know if it's considered a candy because it's marshmallow. That's kind of considered a food group more than a candy, but Peeps. Reese's Pieces, I never liked those. Junior Mints, don't like it. Cotton Candy, now we're on to something. Swedish Fish came 19 on the list. Swedish Fish are like very, very hard gummy bears. I don't like those. Milky Way gives me a sore throat. Cadbury Eggs, now we're talking because a lot of them are chocolate. All right, I got the Cadbury Eggs down. Skittles. This is probably one of my least favorite candies ever. Skittles seem to just break your teeth. I cannot stand. You expect them to be like M&M's. You know, like people will pass you like, oh, these are M&M's. And then you crunch right into the chocolate. It's not. It's a Skittle. Probably one of the most disappointing candies ever. Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops to me come next. I can't stand those. Those are the absolutely, don't be doing fake chocolate. Are you kidding me? York Peppermint Patties, don't be ruining the chocolate with mint, Candy Corn, Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers also gives me a sore throat, Jelly Belly, again, not chocolate, Hershey Bar came in 10, now we're talking, then came Twix, Butterfinger, Gummy Bears, Kit Kat, loving the Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Twizzlers, Snickers, Hershey Kiss, and the number one candy ever, M&M's. Dated back from 1941. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that's making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who is working the dials. Hi, Tom. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. CVS. This is interesting, okay? Apparently, Caremark, that kind of manages, or it's a subsidiary of CVS Health, all right, plans to start charging some customers more if you fill your prescription at a pharmacy that also sells cigarettes and other tobacco products. You could pay an added $15 of your copay if you shop at a pharmacy other than, like, I guess CVS. The company is developing a quote-unquote tobacco-free network that will start next year and include CVS and Target, as well as other local and regional pharmacies that don't sell tobacco. Apparently, they say large employers that use Caremark as a pharmacy benefit manager will decide whether they opt in or opt out. If they opt in, their employees will be charged extra to fill prescriptions at pharmacies that still sell tobacco. Are you guys getting this? So if you go to a pharmacy, let's say Farm One, that's in your neighborhood, okay? I don't know if there's such a thing called Farm One. And that's where you go to get your milk, et cetera. Or let's say, I don't know if Walmart sells, well, Walmart does sell tobacco, don't they? I think they do. So let's say you go somewhere like that, you're going to pay more because the surrounding store sells tobacco. All right? The company would provide customers with a list of tobacco-free pharmacies, and copays would vary. This has been reported by the Huffington Post. The city of Philadelphia will be the first large employer to opt in. All right? As of January, city employees will be charged more for filling prescriptions at pharmacies that sell tobacco. Now, I guess CVS is trying to rebrand itself as CVS Health, and it also announced it'll no longer sell tobacco products. They say this is going to cost the company about $2 billion in revenue. Caremark's decision says it will help CVS's business because customers will look for lower prices, and it'll pressure Walgreens and Rite Aid to also ban tobacco products, etc. They're going to also bring in money as a result of added copays, which I'm kind of confused at. If you go to CVS that doesn't have the tobacco, shouldn't it be cheaper? Unless now it's going to draw more people there because it's cheaper, so then they'll be able to benefit from the pharmacy part of it. Now, Caremark is one of the largest pharmacy benefit managers right now in the country. It has 54,000 pharmacies in its network and 63 million members as of 2013. Now, all right, we understand that tobacco is bad for you, even though now we are really, really sucking up to the tobacco companies trying to grow our Ebola vaccines quickly. But that's a whole other story. And we know that, you know, we're looking at heart disease, lung disease, cancer, et cetera. Not, you know, and so I am for any move to educate people on tobacco and to enlighten them on the risks. What I'm a little frustrated about is this manipulation kind of, you're right, you know, they can't say you can't go to this company because they sell tobacco. But what the company is doing is saying, okay, we're going to charge you more. Now, I can understand saying, look, if you go to our pharmacies, you get a discount. You don't get that discount if you go everywhere else. See, to me, I could just stomach that a little better. Now, I like CVS. I go into CVS, you know, every now and then to get makeup or a card, etc. Their pharmacy people are nice. So I like them. But the idea that you cannot drive to your neighborhood store without being smacked with a $15 more pay just kind of drives me up the wall. I don't like that idea. You know, a lot of people don't live where I live, where there's five different pharmacies on the corner. All right. Some people, there's, you know, the nearest pharmacy is their Walgreens or Walmart, etc. And I want my patients getting their prescriptions. Luckily, where my practice is, there's like half a dozen pharmacies on that street. So luckily, my patients could hopefully drop it off, grab some lunch, pick up the prescription, and go home. But I understand there's a lot of you guys that don't. So is this another way for you to pay more? And an extra $15 a prescription? That adds up a lot. So I get that. I am very excited for CVS Health. I understand what they're trying to do. That's great, fine and dandy, but, and the other thing too also is, I mean, okay, really? Really? Is this your way of spending less money? See, when you have an extra $15 copay, that means the insurance company pays $15 less. Okay? The price is still the same of the good or the service. So that means anybody that goes to a pharmacy not of their choice pays, they get to pay less. Is that their excuse? Are they doing it under the guise of CVS Health? So I don't know. I'm just a little frustrated with that. I would say just give the discount, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, as we're moving towards another open enrollment with the Obamacare plans, I know there's a lot of anxiety, not a lot of hope. Many of us that are getting dropped from our insurance company that luckily was grandfathered another year, You know, I hate to say thank you, Obama, because all this was started by him. But at the grace of Obama, we got to keep our current plan before the rates really skyrocket for us. So we need to find a new plan as of December. Most likely we won't be able to afford the new plan for the family, so we're going to be uninsured. So, a lot of people in my very similar shoes are panicking. Other people that are able to get on Medicaid, et cetera, good for you guys. I've been always championing us expanding Medicaid to be able to allow more people to fall under that. All right? Even though we don't have enough doctors, we don't have enough medical providers, we don't have enough facilities taking Medicaid, at least you get some sort of coverage, and it's something we could do in the meantime, a quick fix. Personally, I've told you guys what I think we need to do. We need to be setting up medical centers that all these millions of dollars being donated to all these political campaigns, instead just put a drop of that into a medical center for every city. Okay? Have pharmaceutical companies offer samples. Choose expiration dates. Everybody make their expiration date 6 months earlier so that when they expire, we still have another 6 months of drugs at work. Those get sent to these clinics. We have, donors, of cities donating the building and, or building the walls, et cetera. And we have doctors and nurses volunteer one day a month at the clinic. And, it's really not that hard to do, people. It's really not that hard. So, I think it's a lot more doable than what we have. However, many of you are very, very nervous about what the new prices are going to be. We're being told that a lot of these new exchanges are going to have more choices. Now, when I looked on the exchange for my state, and the city that I lived in, there were a lot of choices. I have to admit that there were a lot, but they were all high-priced. So, I mean, to me, 30 high-priced plans versus 5 high-priced plans doesn't make a difference. I couldn't afford any of them at the time. So, just don't go into this going, okay, Obamacare is going to save me. I'll be able to get insurance November 15th when the open enrollment opens. Just, like I said, take this with a grain of salt. Just be prepared and make sure you guys have Plan B, Plan C, Plan D. I know. I'm frustrated. I'm as frustrated as you all. All right. Ebola. Getting some good news on the Ebola front. They say that there may be a vaccine as early as next year. 2 experimental vaccines are right now being tested as safe for humans. So even though we got news from GlaxoSmithKline that the vaccines may not be available till 2016, we're getting some different news here. They say Dr. Marie Pauli Kenny, an assistant director general for World Health Organization, said that an experimental version of the vaccine could be ready for mass distribution in Africa early next year if current trials are successful. That's the key. Trials right now are planned or underway in Europe, Africa, and the U.S., and they're being accompanied by a push among governments to hurry this up for immediate real-world news. So, I guess one of them is, the National Institute of Health and GlaxoSmithKline. It's a modified chimpanzee cold virus and an Ebola protein. The Ebola protein will help the body recognize Ebola. The cold virus will help propagate and incite the immune system. The second front runner, they say, is developed by the Public Health Agency of Canada, known as VSVEBOV. This is an interesting one as well. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, there was a hoax, and I fell for it, where we were getting a report that Vince Gilligan, is that the director of Breaking Bad, had reported that Walter White didn't die. And Breaking Bad is returning for a sixth season. So, of course, a bunch of us got all excited. We got all vamped up. We got all, broke out our sunglasses and our hats just to find, posted it on Facebook and Twitter just to find out that, no, that was a hoax. And so I want to apologize because I had that posted for a couple seconds here. I was, until I found out it was a hoax, I was like, oh my gosh, yay, Breaking Bad. We were doing the dance. Other people started to post it as well. And I cannot stand when they do that. You know, didn't they do that? They said Chum Lee from Pawn Stars had died, and everybody starts freaking out. And I was like, no. And then, why do they do that? You know, and it just makes me, you know, concerned that, you know, a lot of the stuff we read is, you know, what's true and what isn't. You know, I try to always double check every single thing I post. And I thought this one site was very trustworthy, but I guess they got hoaxed also, and then they removed it as well. But Breaking Bad, I was talking about Breaking Bad, right? Because a lot of people want to be Breaking Bad for Halloween this year. And I guess there's also toys. There's these Breaking Bad toy figurines. You guys heard about this? Apparently there's these little toys that even come with the little blue toy meth. But there's a mom out there who's pretty upset. Susan Shrivier, a mother from Fort Myers, launched a petition being reported by CNN early in October to have the Walter White toy and other Breaking Bad action figures removed from Toys R Us. As of Monday morning, apparently her petition had over 2,000 signatures, okay? In the petition, she wrote the appeal under the name Susan Myers. Toys R Us is well known around the world, she says, for their vast selection of toys for children of all ages. However, the decision to sell a Breaking Bad doll, complete with a detectable sack of cash and a bag of meth, alongside children's toys, is a dangerous deviation from their family-friendly values. They say kids mimic their action figures, if you will. Do you want your child in an orange jumpsuit? She says it's sick that a company or another person who signed the petition, it's sick that a company would design kids' toys that glorify the making of meth. It's just as sick to sell them. While I support free enterprise, she says, and there may be a market for these figures, this is a children's toy store. It should not even be in question that this is inappropriate, not a smart move by Toys R Us. So I guess for those of you that don't know what Breaking Bad was, Walter White was a chemistry teacher that turned into a meth kingpin giant. And when you see how he was able to do it, because he was able to make some of the best meth out there, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was very interesting. A lot of the chemistry was to a T. Very, very interesting show. I fell in love with it. I watched marathons of it. I didn't think I was going to like it as much, but then you start to, you heard all the hype, and I have to agree. I don't think those toys have this is interesting. We have a Brian Cranston tweet. Florida mom petitions against Toys R Us over Breaking Bad action figures. I'm so mad I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest. Here's the thing. All right, these are kids. Just because you and I watch Breaking Bad and we love it, or you and I watch Boardwalk Empire or Game of Thrones, and I understand there's Game of Thrones action figures. This is a tough one for me as a parent. I think Game of Thrones is such a phenomenal series. I want my kids to see it, but I can't let them see it because the adult content is so X-rated. I can't let them see. I don't know where to tell, because, you know, these scenes just pop out. You're not even expecting it. You know, I understand True Blood, Walking Dead, there's a lot of blood, so parents can, you know, but these other shows, they are just so damn good, you know, and it's, you know, you want your families to see something better than the crap they're already watching. But when it comes to a toy, no, somebody walking around with blue meth as a toy, if you saw your 4-year-old kid play with a Breaking Bad action figure, don't you think that would just kind of drive you crazy? So I agree. Something like that should be more for adult, you know, and I understand Toys R Us, a lot of us get our toys, like our Xbox games and stuff like that. But I have to say, I don't think Breaking Bad action figures really, really need to be in a place where kids get toys. Now, you know, in the older days, you couldn't really buy anything without your parents knowing what you were buying. Now, kids have access to so much stuff without their parents, and that's why we have the responsibility of the stores to take that over. I apologize. I'm for free enterprise also, but, you know, as a mom, no, they really don't need to play with a toy of somebody. And I mean, does Breaking Bad really, really need to now venture into that? You know, I mean, don't they make enough money? Just if you want to make more money Breaking Bad, then just bring back another season. Okay, none of this hoax stuff. Just bring back another season. You don't have to sell action figure toys. Now, I would understand a chess set. All right, but I really, really dig chess sets. And, you know, they have Lord of the Rings chess sets, Game of Thrones. The problem is you never know which is the bishop and which is the knight. You know, because, you know, at least with a bishop and a knight, you recognize what it looks like with a lot of these Game of Thrones, or a lot of these, you know, shows. So I guess, you know, I don't know who would be the queen. That's interesting. Anyway, they can make a chess set. I'll be okay with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A paralyzed man walks after quote-unquote nose cells are placed in his spine. Apparently, a man paralyzed from the chest down in a knife attack is walking again after undergoing surgery using cells that are responsible, the olfactory and sheathing cells responsible for the sense of smell. This is way cool. Derek Fidyika, 38 years old, received these olfactory and sheathing cells after failing to recover from a stabbing in a bank back in 2010. According to University College London, the doctors developed this procedure and they placed these nose cells, if you will, into the spinal cord. And he now is able to walk. This is like, whoa. Apparently, Dr. Jeff Raceman, chairman of neuroregeneration at the UCL Institute of Neurology and leader of the UK research team, said, "We have now opened the door to a treatment of spinal cord injury that will get patients out of wheelchairs. Our goal now is to develop this first procedure to a point where it can be rolled out as a worldwide general approach." Now, apparently these cells were discovered by him back in 1985. And were shown to work in treating spinal injuries in rats by 1997. They allow nerve cells that give people their sense of smell to grow back when they are damaged. And the procedure was performed on him at Wroclaw University in Poland. So basically what happened is they did surgery to take the olfactory bulb. That little olfactory bulb in there, it's so cute. It's like a little baby bulb in the day. So cute. Anyways, the structure responsible for the sense of smell, the bulb was placed in a cell culture for 2 weeks to produce the olfactory cells. Then they injected those into the spine with four strips of nerve tissue taken from the ankle. The strips formed bridges for the spinal nerve fibers to grow across with the aid of the cells. After 3 months of surgery, Fidyika's left thigh muscle began to grow, and after 6 months, he was starting to walk within the rehabilitation center with the help of a physiotherapist and leg braces. His bladder sensation and sexual function have also improved. This is, like, way cool. You know, getting somebody that can't walk to walk from an injury, well done, guys. And the little olfactory bulb. So cute! Okay, we'll be back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. They say people make a staggering number of mistakes when giving children medicine, and one child every 8 minutes is improperly medicated. Is that scary? They say the most common error that's being done is double dosing or giving a child the same medicine twice. And we're suggesting that parents make a note every time they administer a dose. Tell mom, tell dad, because mom gives them medicine and then dad turns around and gives them medicine. Not good. These are among the findings in a large new study published in the journal Pediatrics. It's based on data from the National Poison Database System covering the years 2002 to 2012, which is kind of conservative because, you know, not everybody seems to call the Poison Control Center and not everybody seems to report the error. Right now, the study says 696,000, almost 700,000 children younger than six experience out-of-hospital medication errors, which is basically 63,000 episodes a year, or one every 8 minutes. The average annual rate of medication errors is about 26.4 per 10,000 people. The younger the child, the more likely there is to be an error. And they think it's because older kids go, wait a second, mom, I just took my medicine. What are you doing? See? Analgesics, or the pain relievers, are usually the most common medication used. All right? 27% of the errors involve double dosing. Others were incorrect dosages, confusing the units of measure, just giving the kid the wrong medicine. They say 93.5% of the errors could be managed without going to a health facility, but 5.1% actually needed either a hospital or a doctor, and 25 kids had died in that period. So, you know, the older I get, I notice my memory is starting to fade. You know, if I, you know, like, did I take my medicine? Did I not? You know, and if it wasn't for there being a count in my antibiotics or whatever I'm taking that month or who knows, I wouldn't know sometimes or remember if I took the medicine or not. And a lot of us adults are the ones administering the medicine to the kids. You know, I'm surprised at how much better my memory, you know, my kid's memory is than mine. You know, mom, no, remember you bought that at Walmart? It's in the bag on the shelf. I'm like, really? Really? And that's kind of scary, you know, because I used to be, you know, memorization mama in school. I mean, I knew 200 vocab words a week. I aced my SATs. I mean, so I'm frustrated by that. Luckily, I haven't made a mistake with the kid, because usually what I do is I leave the used spoon next to the medicine. And that reminds me that the medicine was already done. You see what I mean? Now, if you don't throw away the spoon and you leave it there the next day, you could forget. But also make a checklist. You know, a lot of us don't make a checklist. The first thing you should do is make a checklist. No one's going to do that, so I'll give you other tips. But anyway, you have a checklist, and after you give the medicine, you write a big X. You got to remember to write the big X, okay? Now, you could on your phone have an alarm to remind you to give the medicine, and then another alarm reminding you to put it on the checklist, so you could do that. But, you know, make sure it's big. Make sure the pen is handy. A lot of us won't do our checklist because we can't find the pen. Make sure it's one of those boards that have it there. But you need to get your poop together. You really, really do. If not, like I said, there's tricks where the medicine, you know, goes to the side with the used spoon. Just remember to wash off the spoon in a timely manner. Maybe you could draw a little, I don't know. You could, I think I already gave you all the tricks that I use. Yeah, I don't really give my kids that much medicine, so I don't know. Thank God my kids could talk, because like, not again. What do you mean again? You just gave it to me 5 minutes ago, Mom, really? All right, but scary stuff. Now, the other issue I have is the metrics. So what happens is Mom goes to get the Tylenol, and the Tylenol says 80 milligrams per milliliter, or 5 milliliters. And so you're like, okay, well, that's a teaspoon. What? Well, how old are they? Okay, well, they're 11. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, well, you know, 10 per kilogram, and then how much pounds do they weigh? So the doctor is calculating one way, the medicine comes another, and that's why thankfully the medicine comes with the boxes, you know, but now, because of liability, a lot of them just say, go ask your doctor. So 80 milligrams per milliliter or 80 milligrams per 5 milliliters is a big difference. So you need to make sure you're reading it off to your doctor or your nurse or your practitioner correctly. Then you need to know that 5 milliliters is like a teaspoon. But these teaspoons are, I don't think, standard. All right? And then some people grab a spoon and they use a tablespoon. And, it could be very, very confusing. So you want to make sure when you see the doctor for a well visit to get the exact dosing of what you need. Write that down. So God forbid it's in the middle of the night. You need to give your kids some Motrin or Tylenol, et cetera. You know what to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Years ago, I was talking about breast cancer and how I noticed a lot of my Latina women don't seem to get breast cancer. We see a lot in my white patients and my black patients, but not in, I don't think I have one Hispanic patient in my 15 years of practice that had breast cancer. Now, Hispanic women can still get breast cancer, but I found that very intriguing, and I told you guys about it. Well, now they're saying that there could be a genetic trait that protects many women of Latin American descent from breast cancer. If confirmed, they say this may lead to more effective genetic testing for women at risk and to help those take preventable measures. Now, they say fewer Hispanic women in general develop breast cancer and fewer of them die compared to women of European or African American ancestry, being reported by Fox News. On Monday, an international team led by researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, said they figured out why. It's a difference in one of the 3 billion letters of biochemical DNA in the human genome that allows Latinas to inherit it about 40% less likely to develop breast cancer. So, yes, there could be variations from both sides, but if you inherit the genetic variation from both sides, 80% less likely to get breast cancer. This is pretty damn cool. Now, okay, what does that mean? Okay, no, it doesn't mean you could rejoice and go easy. The other thing I noticed just about the culture of my Hispanic women are they're very, very in tune with knowing their body as well. Like, you know, they'll come in and tell me, you know, I noticed this, I noticed this, I noticed this. And they're a lot more vocal than a lot of my white patients. A lot of the white women are like, this is nothing, right? I don't want to bother you. I don't want to bother you. Yeah. And I'm like, no, tell me, what are you noticing? And I'm like that too. I don't sit there and look at every nook and cranny. I don't think about that. Yet the Hispanic culture, the women, will come in and tell me a lot more about what's going on with them, which helps me and it helps my job out a lot. So maybe they're examining themselves more. And maybe if there is a lump, they jump on it quicker. But I just can't think for the life of me in my 15 years thus far on my own in practice, I don't think I've diagnosed one breast cancer. So that's pretty incredible. So, and again, if it is a genetic trait, let's find out what it is. I know some administrators out there and bean counters would love for us to figure out if this gene means you're never going to get it. And then, never going to get it. Okay, and hopefully not have to have mammograms. I think the next mode of medicine that we're going to see as we go into socialized medicine is figuring out who isn't at risk so we stop screening them. I don't know if I'm for that, but I think we're going to start seeing a push where, you know, if you're in this age group, let's screen you less. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.